Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. This South Dakota Day of Giving, we're introducing you to just a few of the hundreds of South Dakota nonprofit organizations who are working diligently in their communities to transform lives. That sometimes means healing the past in order to create a healthy future. Virginia Wishard Lambert is Director of Development at Abbott House in Mitchell. She joins us now on the phone. Virginia, welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Abbott House, your history and your mission today.
You know, we have been around for nearly 80 years in South Dakota. We started in 1939, really as a place to help children who families couldn't support, more as a transition home, or really we're one of the first adoption agencies in South Dakota, and then transitioned over the course of time and with changes and the creation of the Department of Social Services into a program that since the 70s served primarily girls ages 9 to 17. And then in the early 2000s, actually, our program began to expand. Initially, we were serving just providing residential treatment for abused and neglected South Dakota children. And then in the early 2000s, expanded and not only provided residential treatment for those children, but also are now providing therapeutic foster care and independent living programs for children once they turn into young adults, once they become 18 and start living on their own and learning how to do the adulting scene, as many young adults say these days.
And that, you know, that's, I'm glad you used that word, because it brings up a conversation I was having with somebody the other day, and they were talking about, like, what is adulting, like, you know, when, and for so many people, you know, at 9, you might be asked to grow up in a way that some people aren't asked to do until they're 22, but yet at 9, you're not developmentally ready for that. So talk a little bit about the role of trauma and abuse and overcoming that in order to sort of not, you know, perpetuate the cycle, to not continue a cycle of self-abuse. How intricate is that kind of support that you're providing?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. You know, in the last 8 years, Abbott House has gone through a complete facelift. We started with participating in a national cohort where we really took a look at transformational change and what would be transformational, not so much for our organization, but what will help transform the services and treatment that we're providing for young people in the area of our expertise. And really the focus of that became trauma. And we had always treated children and young adults, we'd always dealt with behaviors, and we still do, but most kids are not bad kids, and they're not intentionally trying to do things that the rest of us would consider to be bad or inappropriate. Generally speaking, that behavior has manifested itself from some previous experience that they've had. And so through this cohort, we really took a look at what types of therapy and treatments would help our children, the children in our care, heal more quickly and be more successful. And trauma is a big part of that. And we do lots of different types of trauma therapy. All of them have crazy acronyms, but we really work on helping children understand what they've experienced and letting them control what they will address first in their lives, what issues they will address first in their lives, and then really start at that point looking at them both physically, intellectually, where they are academically or intellectually, spiritually, and also from an emotional perspective. And then over the course of time and the time they're with us, we need to help them heal in all those areas. When we started working on the trauma-informed care avenue that we now provide, we were keeping kids about 3.5 years was an average length of stay. Today, the average length of stay is about 11.8 months, so less than 1 year. Hmm. That doesn't mean that they're completely, quote unquote, I don't like the word, but fixed when they leave us. But it does mean that they have learned to deal with their trauma, and they've learned the types of tools and skills that they need to function in the environment that you and I function in on a daily basis without without some of the experiences they will have triggering them or creating those unusual behaviors again.